Was I supposed to hit record? Welcome to episode 90 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I'm so hungry I could eat a moose, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and for this weekend, I am playing the event coordinator.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I am offended at you eating moose.
My name is Tom Hall. I'm the N64 connoisseur. I'm 2 decades late to the Super Nintendo, and 9 out of 10 dentists recommend me.
And we are live from Indie PopCon.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, those are real people listening to us now.
To those humans.
To those who listen to the episode later, we are actually performing in front of a live audience, which is strangely intimidating and arousing at the same time.
And since you're listening to it and not seeing it, there are thousands and thousands of
thousands.
Let's
of
hear
people.
It. Thousands of people.
Thank you, thousands of people.
Awesome. So obviously this is a special show. We're going to differ from the regular format. We're going to completely throw out the listener email discussion question, although it might just be because I don't have a laptop, but we're not going to do a music break.
No, we will not do a music
break. We're not going to do a music break. Tom Hall is with us. Tom, you want to introduce yourself? You're a special guest. You're not usually here.
I'm not. Well, I'm here some of the time.
True.
Yeah. I'm Tom Hall. I write for the site. I do the N64 Connoisseur series, where I'm reviewing every North American N64 release, and 2 decades late, where I am playing through Super Nintendo games for the very first time after not owning the console through the first run.
It's a good column.
So, oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
And I'm also the most frequent guest host, so figured while I was here, I'd join up.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's good to meet you in the flesh.
Nice to have you.
And Jason,
yes.
Why are you offended at my eating moose? I mean, aren't they like rats up there? Like,
well, yes,
rodents.
We do have a moose infestation in Canada, but they are also much like your horse. They serve as noble steeds.
Oh.
The for our Mounties.
National treasure.
Yes.
That's good. I suppose if there's any hope of us staying on track for a live show, I should ask you guys, have you played any old video games lately?
Yes.
What are those?
Do tell.
I played Metal Slug 3.
Yes.
Metal Slug 3. That's
Metal Slug 3.
This is such a great game.
You know the Humble Bundles?
Yes.
Ooh. Don't tell me you played it with a keyboard and mouse.
No, please. I used the gamepad.
Okay.
Hold on. They're selling, it's Metal Slug 3 is part of the new Humble Bundle.
Okay.
So I got it and about 5 other games for $5. So I was playing Metal Slug 3 through Steam. And guess what?
You actually liked it.
I did. Well, yeah, it's Metal Slug, but I really suck at it.
Wait, so yeah.
That's no surprise.
So hold on. So it's like, oh yeah, it's Metal Slug. But when we talk about Mega Man.
Well, Mega Man sucks.
Oh.
See, he agrees. He knows where it's at.
That's one of the thousands.
He's also leaving. That tells you how much you can trust
something
his opinion.
Right there.
He's offended by your Canadian ways.
Oh, hey, whoa. So yeah, Metal Slug. I'm proud of
you. Yeah, Metal
Slug.
It's good.
I'm proud of you.
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Jason.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Glad you like it.
Hunter, how about you?
Wow.
Yep.
Micro Machines for the Sega Genesis.
Ooh. Why? That's like the third worst one.
Wait, Genesis game or third worst?
Yeah, what does that even mean? Is it a combination of things that makes it bad?
Well, no, it's just of all the systems to play Micro Machines on, you could have played the Game Boy port where to play two-player, one person steers with the directional pad and the other player steers with A and B.
Yeah, because that sounds amazing.
That's innovative.
Let's play two players on, what is it, a 2.5-inch screen?
Yeah, with two colors.
I got to go with Hunter on this one. That sounds
That's pretty awful,
yeah.
Okay.
But the NES version's very good.
Very good.
It is. Luckily, with the Sega Genesis, it does have a better sound chip. So
that's
you can actually hear the music.
That's debatable.
It's the consolation prize for having to play it on the Genesis.
Consolation prize.
And you've got 5 other buttons that you don't do anything with, so it's
great. Consolation prize.
Yeah.
Tom Hall gets the Golden Pun Award today.
You know, I wish there was really an award.
Well, speaking of pointless awards, Tom, what old video games have you been playing?
A couple of old favorites.
Oh, right.
Captain Skyhawk.
Ooh.
NES.
Good.
Ooh.
Yeah, I keep trying to get back to the no continue runs. I haven't quite gotten there yet, but getting closer. So, I guess it's all in the playing style. Like, I do kind of the sweeping thing through every level.
Okay.
So I'm always just moving back and forth, just shooting everything in sight. But that leaves me open to floating into random bullets or mountaintops or sides of things. So working through that. But
so strafing.
Yeah, it's still my favorite NES game, and I'll get back to that part. But
all-time favorite, really.
It's my favorite
NES
game.
That's a sentimental choice if I ever heard one.
Yeah, very low standards, Tom.
Okay, don't start with me, boy.
I do feel the need to point out, though, I mean, sweeping back and forth, shooting everything in sight, and dodging bullets, great strategy. We are at a live event with a lot of people. Be careful who you say it in front of. You may get arrested.
You know, that's a fair point.
So, just so I know.
You know, I've got the microphone, though.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's fine. That'll be fine. But that, and while we're going with my favorite NES things, my favorite sports game of all time, Bases Loaded 2, second season. I adore that game. It did a lot of things that hadn't, at least to my knowledge, been done before. It had, if you read through the manual, it actually had specific things like that each player could do. So, like, even in your pitching staff, you had a closer, you had... These are relief pitchers. These are starters. And, like, you had to... Well, you didn't have to, but it was to your benefit to get your lineup going that way.
Yeah.
And then if you're playing through as in the season, after every game, it came through with almost like a sports cast, and it would give you the biorhythm of every player, and you could tell who you needed to bench and who you needed to play. I remember, like, I used to have a spiral, like, notebook, and it was full of the passwords for after every game.
Oh, yeah.
And I would write down everybody's, like, biorhythm stats after every game, and I would do my lineup the next game that way. Like, I was nuts with it, but so I rekindled that a little bit, and
good.
Still is one of the greatest soundtracks, I think, too, in a sports game.
Yeah, and I think games of that era had closers and different roles for players, but Bases Loaded did a good job making that explicit for the player.
No.
Good call.
Sorry.
Go on.
Please continue.
Right. Oh,
will do.
How about you, Mr. Bailey?
Yeah, as for me, I just made sure that to this event at booth number 833, we brought a ton of NES and Sega Genesis games that we could play. Hunter brought the Sega games, of course. I brought the NES games, so I've been playing a lot of that. Already this morning, we've been able to play Contra, Double Dragon 2. What else have we been playing?
Marble Madness. You owe me $100.
I do owe Jason $100.
Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition.
I witnessed that bet.
That's true. Stuff at the event we've brought. That's what we've been playing.
It's been good.
Yeah.
Good
we've
stuff.
Got two more days.
And there is Captain Skyhawk here, so I might make another run.
Yeah.
So, really?
And
I would watch that.
I've been having a blast so far. I mean, do you guys have any thoughts on the event? I mean, I'm just having a good time in general. But
it's very American.
Oh, how so?
Whatever that is.
You've got hot dogs and
hamburgers.
Flags.
Rooters.
So many flags.
I mean, it's pretty early on, but yeah, this is a blast so far. Actually, where we're sitting right now, I can see the 60s Batmobile.
It's true.
And so that's pretty cool.
The tumblers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're directly.
People are posing by it.
They are.
He owns
sexily.
It.
Oh,
look at that.
Look at that antenna extend.
The antenna is extending.
I thought he was going to push it back down.
It sure is.
That's
Bailey.
Not fancy.
It sure is.
Not a euphemism.
Now he's just showing off.
Nice.
That is nice. Wow.
So, yeah, while we marvel at that.
Yeah, because we're actually like two booths away from Hodor from Game of Thrones, and it's a star-studded little good time we're
having. And it's only Friday. Usually, you know, at events like this, Saturday is when it really kicks up when people get off of work and, you know, their travel arrangements line up a little better. So tomorrow's going to be even more killer, I would imagine.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Totally. I concur.
That's good, though.
That's good of you.
It's good. So Andrew, want to say anything? Andrew's here, by the way.
Andrew's here.
Andrew so it's Carrero been actually, himself. We're all here. I'll speak for you, Andrew. Just tell me what you want.
And also.
He doesn't know.
Well,
you sure?
Gonna...
Okay.
Oh,
we got a postcard?
The Batmobile is by Fiberglass Freaks at fiberglassfreaks.com.
It is a beautiful machine.
It is.
Keep that reading.
It is very nice.
You should check out the website.
What's that website again, Jason?
That's fiberglassfreaks.com.
Alliteration. I like it. It's
also
memorable.
Also, while we're shouting out one more Castle personnel that are here, Alex Weiss.
Alex Weiss is here.
He's actually wearing one of our lovely T-shirts, which you can buy for only $20.
At booth 833, we also play old video games. And we have a Canadian.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah.
Two. Sorry. Yeah.
Little did Alex know that he would be our booth babe.
That's all right.
Thank you, Mr. Weiss. Thank you. You're doing a great job.
Forever known as the booth babe. Yes.
While we're talking about things we were playing here, we're getting into that game of Mega Bomberman earlier.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty intense.
Yeah, and I got to admit, I have not played. I don't really think I've played much Bomberman at all. Like maybe a little bit here and there, but I'd never played Mega Bomberman.
Well, the thing is, when you're playing with Bailey here, you're not actually playing Bomberman. You're just being destroyed in Bomberman.
And enjoying watching Bailey destroy you.
Yeah, you're fighting for second place.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is also racing to the bottom.
Yes, by the way. Which I get to very quickly. Like the very first match, I learned that I can't be near the bomb. So that was one.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Tom Hall bringing the in-depth gaming tips.
We have another update.
Yes.
Is it late breaking?
It is late breaking.
Well, let's hear it.
I'd just like to say that the Tumblr here at Indie PopCon is brought to you by BobDullam.com. That's BobDullam.com.
We are never short on sponsors, are we?
We just need our Pepsi sponsorship to come by and we'll be all good.
I think we have a backwards understanding of how this works. I love it.
Hilarious.
Well, are we ready for the main event?
I think we're ready for the main event.
I think we're good. Wait, don't we get to go take rides in the Batmobiles?
I hope.
Yeah, does this mean we get free rides?
Isn't that part of that?
Different show. I
mean, I'll just take a photo.
Well, we just plugged them. I mean,
spread across the hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yearning.
So what about that main event you were talking about since we're going that
way? Slow zoom out.
All right.
Well, it's time for the best part of our show. The Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown.
For those who don't know, this is the part of the show where each of us has secretly selected an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce our selection for the first time to the other podcasters. And then we're just going to spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. The best part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite in a poll on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you, or at the very least, provide you with a little entertainment. Now, we're without our usual equipment, but Jason, can we still rely on you to keep time?
I do have my fancy phone timer here. In America.
Is it an American second?
It is. It's an American time. I had to convert.
Kiloseconds?
Yes.
All right. Well, traditionally, I go first.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm as ready.
Whoa. We made a huge mistake.
What mistake would that be, Hunter?
We completely forgot about the brand new go-to. For the show.
Do we have an announcement to make?
We have I don't.
I'm just you the, do.
I love being here for announcements.
How coincidental.
Before we go that far,
the theme for the showdown for this episode is sixth generation games. That is the generation of consoles marked by the arrival of the Xbox, PS2, and Nintendo GameCube. This is new for us because the website prior has defined retro as anything older than that, but in our efforts to be the best retro gaming website in the universe, we are striving to be more inclusive than exclusive, which is definitely a theory I can get behind. So,
I concur.
Absolutely.
The audience
agrees.
An
audience member agreeing. GameCube is definitely
retro.
We're
slow to the game.
And yes.
The one thing I'll add about that is, I mean, even for people who, if they don't want to agree, you kind of have to recognize that for many people, a part of their upbringing, their cherished nostalgic memories, it was with those systems. Mm-hmm. And it's that feeling of playing the old games that our site's all about more than anything else. The first thing we ever published on the site was about the feeling we strive to create in those who experience it. So
nostalgia.
Well, you know, you can have the conversation all day. What's retro? What is no
all
longer
day.
Retro? But, you know, at some point you just define it for yourself.
Yeah. You get
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, they were, even Nintendo was holding on to it.
Yep.
Just extending the library.
Just play the games, have fun with them.
All right.
Okay, now I think we're ready.
I think we're ready. Are you ready, Bailey?
I'm, you know, I think I am.
You may begin.
Now, today I went to a game that was actually released on all three major consoles, Xbox, PS2, and GameCube. I'm going to pick the GameCube version, though. Batman Rise of Sinsu. Now, this actually created an original villain in the Batman mythology, Sinsu. It's a 2003 game by Ubisoft. You know it's good. It's a third-person action game. You can actually play as Batman, Robin, Batgirl, or Nightwing, each with their own characteristics and traits. And it's based on
30 seconds.
The new adventures of Batman. In fact, it has graphics very loyal to the show's look. And you might think it's like, you know, your traditional, standard, three-dimensional action game with your combo trees and the skills you learn.
15 seconds.
But think of it this way. It's a solid action game with Batman. So I think I got the showdown in the bag.
All right. Hunter, are you ready?
Sorry, I just heard a sand person.
Yeah, like it's... That's all I heard. Okay, I'm ready.
It's a direct quote.
All right. You may begin.
Released in October of 2001, this PlayStation 2 title was developed by War Drum Studios, was published by Capcom in Japan.
Who?
Grand Theft Auto 3. The one and only starter of the sandbox game style.
You're a dick.
Grand Theft Auto 3 easily
30
set
seconds.
The stage for hundreds of games to come. And frankly, did it the best out of all of them.
16 seconds.
No. GTA 3.
I see how it is.
I hate you.
Womp womp.
I guess I'll go. Let me just pull up my notes.
Wait, who's going to time you?
I'm going to time myself.
I don't trust you.
Neither do I.
Good.
Good. All right, I guess I'll begin. The game I brought to this lovely retro showdown is the stellar 2003 title.
What's it called?
Big Rigs Over the Road Racing. Released for the PC, this game was developed by Stellar Stone and... published by Game Mill Publishing, featuring a lack of collision detection, a winning screen that says, "You're a winner," and generally a lack of racing. Big Rigs Over the Road Racing is the definitive racing game of the sixth generation.
Let the record show that what he's calling his notes is actually a Wikipedia page he's
reading
from his
smartphone.
I saved it
as a PDF to my phone.
You're still reading it from your phone.
That's not a bad strategy.
Yes. Yes. It was produced at a cheap price of at least $15,000 US, so you know it's quality. That's
I think it's Tom's
big
turn.
Big Rigs Over the Road Racing.
I think it's Tom's turn.
Was that like a Canadian minute or like
it's a New
I make
York
my
minute.
Own time.
He hasn't
very,
figured it out
very
yet.
Long.
So.
Are you ready, Tom?
Oh, so ready.
All right, you may begin.
All righty. Well, here we are at Indie PopCon where cosplay is all the rage. And one of the things cosplayed the very most here are Star Wars characters, as indicated earlier by Bailey imitating a sand person. So I'm going back to 2003 to the Xbox with Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. That's right. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic gave you the chance to live out your dream of being Force sensitive.
33
Would you be
seconds.
Sith? Would you not be Sith? Would you go the side of the light? It was all up to you and your choices. You got to fly in the Ebon Hawk, a Millennium Falcon ripoff, as you went from star system to star system.
21 seconds.
Either doing good or evil, and force lightning everything in sight. I don't need the rest of the seconds, because it's
seconds.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on the Xbox.
On the Xbox.
On the Xbox.
The Xbox.
This is going to be an interesting week.
With the discus-sized controller.
You know, if there's anyone who has a chance at beating a Jedi, it's Batman. So, I think I got this.
Not very much of a chance.
I'm not scared by your Knights of the Old Republic.
But here's the thing, though. I think we can all agree that Jason's game is better than Hunter's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. It's
totally.
Big wheels over the road racing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, big wheels over the road racing?
Big wheels.
Big wheels.
In Jason's game, your vehicle... can't even make contact. There's no collision detection. In the
Zero. Sometimes when you go over a bridge, you don't go over the bridge. You go through the bridge.
And under, and then back up.
And then back up.
Whereas correct. In Hunter's game, what was that? Grand Larceny?
Yes.
I believe it was Jaywalking.
Jaywalking Simulator.
Car Theft 101.
Super Lunar. Yeah.
You get shot at while you're. Why would I want to play a game where I'm getting shot at while I'm trying to drive?
No,
that's
not relaxing
I agree.
At all.
And you can obey the laws of Liberty City if you care to, so you won't get shot at.
See, Jason's game doesn't even obey the laws of physics.
No.
No, that's true.
So you're saying...
My game is better than physics. My game defines physics.
I don't see any offers
rewrites the law.
Yes, physics laws around here.
Well, you know who doesn't obey physics? Jedis.
That's true. Also true.
They don't need to.
Right.
You what know, game did you bring, Bailey?
Some Batman game.
Rise of Sinzu.
So
thank you right. very much.
Let's just
well, why don't you tell
you.
Us a little bit about Sinzu?
I'm still confused.
I mean,
why
I love those knives.
How many villains does Batman have? Do they really need to invent a all brand new villain?
Well, when you're as awesome as Batman is and you defeat them one after another like bowling pins in an alley, you just got to keep creating them all the time. New villains.
You know, like what does Sinzu do?
Well, it's actually difficult to discuss him given the recent shadowy Asian controversy.
What?
So I will say he's a mysterious figure in Eastern Asia, and let's just say he appears to have far too intimate of a knowledge of Bruce Wayne's personal life. So Batman has to figure out.
So it's Catwoman?
So his superpower is hacking?
Yeah.
Wait.
So he friended him on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're Facebook friends.
So that's it?
That's his ultimate
that's his
power?
Well, no.
Foursquare at
here's
Arby's.
The story. Here's the story. On the anniversary of Bruce Wayne's parents' death, Batman goes to Crime Alley to traditionally leave his two roses.
Crime Alley.
Thugs appear to attack him, and he's like, well, how'd they know I would be here? So I'm not going to spoil
Foursquare.
Anything, but
now,
the gameplay unravels, like what the connection is and what he's doing and his ultimate goals. And
not to knock Batman, but why the hell would you call it Crime Alley?
Well, Batman doesn't choose what the streets
because
of the city
it's
are.
An alley. No, no. Hold on, he's Canadian. It's an alley.
And there's crime.
And there's much crime.
An alley is a small paved road that traditionally serves as a thoroughfare between two larger ones.
That is correct.
Today you learned.
Here's my whole thing with the Batman universe. You know, like, every time Batman defeats somebody, somebody worse rises up. So at what point would you just move the hell out of Gotham City?
Well, I think the better question is...
Well, I mean, like, if you're a citizen, let's say, of Gotham City. Mm. You know, this happens every time. Same city.
Well, see, here's the better question is, when does Batman become the villain?
Well,
because you have to, if you have good, you have to have evil.
Well, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become
the
villain.
As the person who brought the Batman game, I'd like to answer his question.
No.
Tom.
Yes,
you
Eric.
Know, if I were a citizen of Gotham, I understand your question. I understand your concern. My answer is, you know what I wouldn't do?
What wouldn't you do?
Beat up a hooker.
Yeah.
Steal a car.
No.
Rob a bank.
That would be terrible.
You wouldn't commit Grand Theft Auto?
I would not commit Grand Theft Auto three times.
You should, though.
Why would anyone
do that?
Again, you don't have to do any of that. There are many.
So to enjoy your
parts,
game, I have
cars.
To completely ignore how it actually works?
No. I mean, with every action, there is a consequence.
So you're telling
much
me.
Much like Knights of the Old Republic.
And the opposite of Jason's game, where no action of any kind has
Listen,
any
has any kind of consequence.
That's the best.
So the action of playing Grand Theft Auto 3 gives me the consequence of being sad?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Is making Tom sad really a consequence? I really view that as a benefit.
It is to me.
Well, I don't care about your feelings, Tom.
Jeez. Well, I care about Tom's feelings.
Thanks, Hunter.
Well, got you,
you
from
know
the
what?
Other side of the table, brother.
Grand Theft Auto 3 is cool now. Suck it, Batman.
There you go. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
So Batman's lame. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. So here's my problem with Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes. This is what we need to discuss.
It took a bunch of things that already existed in video games general and didn't do any of them very well.
Ooh.
Explain.
Like, the storytelling's pretty weak.
That's true.
The tutorials are awful.
In what way is the storytelling weak?
You don't know who... I mean, okay. Let me back up a little bit. I love Star Wars. Let me preface that before I even get... I don't want any hating.
I'm hating.
But I'm strictly for the movies. Some of the books, maybe. So 95% of the characters that I meet in the Star Wars universe in this game, I don't know who they are, and frankly, I don't care. Like, where's Luke? Where's Han?
Hunter, can I ask a counter question?
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Just I'll make it really quick. If you don't like Tom's game because it introduces characters that you've never known before, what makes you think you're going to like Grand Theft Auto 3?
Because there are no characters until Grand Theft Auto 3.
It sounds like you're just making up words.
That's a lie.
You can't.
In Grand Theft Auto 2, you had a pre-story.
True, but I mean, that was just the setup, how the game is designed and the mechanics.
There was a nice full-motion video that, you know, showed everyone off. They had names.
What's a full-motion video?
It's when there's full motion in a video, and they capture it on video.
It's squared.
Yes.
So, Mr. Star Wars fan.
You don't know anything about physics.
No, I don't.
So, Hunter, your question is, where is Luke? But
yes,
this is set in the Old Republic, which is spoken of in the first three movies as a time before all this. So
okay.
There don't be no Luke, son.
I'm going to break topic here for a moment and just point out that there is a stormtrooper that is taking a step closer to us every time you bash the Star Wars game.
Thank you, stormtrooper.
I'm a little scared.
In all honesty, though, he's bashing games that don't take place in the movie-centered universe.
Which
and the stormtrooper is in that movie.
Don't insult
universe.
The stormtrooper, Jason.
I'm not. I'm complimenting the stormtrooper.
Because we're all deathly afraid now.
I bring backup when I come to the showdown.
See, it's not even that. Tom's argument is using the new trilogy, which I don't know about you guys, but again, nothing to do with Star Wars.
It's not even using the newest trilogy.
You said it used the first three movies. They talked
about
the Old Republic.
No. It's the Old Republic.
I meant the actual first three movies, like 4, 5, and 6.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I was misunderstanding.
For the confusion, Mr. Hunter.
I apologize.
You guys are dorks.
Tom, it's because you're so far away from me.
I know. I can't even see you.
I know.
It's weird.
Where am I?
You're in America, Jason.
The magical land of Indiana.
Ooh.
So let's go back to Big Wheels.
Big Wheels.
Big Wheels.
Big Wheel. The physics in Big Wheels are as good as that stormtrooper's accuracy.
Oh, wow. You know what that means.
And he walks away. Thank you. This is too much. He didn't mean it.
You know you're desperate for consolation when you lay your head on Darth Vader's shoulder.
Jason.
There's nothing worse than a Sand Stormtrooper.
Hey, we got the title. I had friends on that Death Star. I had family on that Death Star.
Wheels Racing is...
It's a joke.
It's a great joke.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Somebody had to stand up. Okay, we talk about games all the time.
It's like that Beatles racing game for the N64.
That's not a great game.
No, it's not.
That's a great game.
That's a crap game.
That is a great game.
And this is a crap game, but you love it because it's crap.
No.
This is a game you buy, bring your friends over, and go, holy crap, look how bad this is.
And I just spent $30 on it.
Yeah, that's like 10% of their development budget.
At least. And the other was what, for coke and whores and strippers?
Mostly coke.
Okay.
So why is it whenever I bring a game that I try to explain is also a great joke, you insult me?
Because Jason's Canadian. I feel sorry for him.
I feel sorry for me, too.
I bring games like Clue Clue Land.
Oh, it's awful.
And you're all like...
It's really bad.
Well, Clue Clue Land's terrible.
Listen, you brought a bad Batman game.
It's not bad. It's actually tough because it has Batman.
What are you going to do?
It's a solid Batman game, guys.
Let's create a whole other villain. That's what we need.
Have you tried
another villain?
I don't want to try
Batman
it.
Universe.
I don't care about Sin Tzu.
No one does.
Well, you should.
Why? I don't.
He'll send an assassin after you tonight.
How many of Batman's villains are assassins?
All of them.
Isn't Batman an assassin?
Any other occupations?
Is it just an assassin simulator?
Well, in that case, you should love it.
You're not playing the assassin.
There you go.
I know. He beat that last assassin who was mysterious and knew something about Bruce Wayne.
He was behind it the whole time.
Come check out another villain.
Who's behind the guy? Who's really behind everything?
So Sin Tzu
Hunter,
is this...
Hunter.
Yes.
In your game, this Grand
Theft Auto 3.
Thank you. Can you ride a moose?
No.
Okay, so I have Jason's vote.
You can drive a tank through downtown.
But see... And Jason,
I will defend him. If played on PC,
you could probably ride a moose.
You could download a mod that would let you ride a moose.
Of course, Jason. We are not allowing mods in this discussion.
Yes, they are games.
Big Wheels is like a mod. Yeah. It's unfinished.
It's a great mod. It has the production value of a mod.
Exactly. A lot of Coke was involved. There you go. I
believe
that.
So essentially, you brought the same game.
I am very close to saying I could use some Coke right now.
Wow.
Wow.
You mean like the refreshing fizzy beverage?
You already bought
refreshing.
I'd just like to say.
No, we're a Pepsi podcast.
That's what I was going to say. You better watch yourself.
Where's my Diet Pepsi? I don't
So, Tom, let me ask you a question.
Oh, I'd love if you asked me a question.
When you played Knights of the Old Republic, which side did you go for? Were you dark side, light side?
I always gravitate to the dark side.
Good man.
Okay. Good. That's all I wanted to know.
I think you just got heckled.
Stormtrooper.
So that was your only question about the game?
Yes. It was more of a personal question just for Tom.
Yeah.
Because I also always gravitated to the dark side.
I mean, here's the thing.
It's the only side.
When you go through the light side.
That's right.
So when you go through the light side, it's like there's a lot more menial tasks you have to do.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's.
So you mean play the game?
Yeah. No,
that's all
like
it is.
Sometimes
is menial
you do things
tasks.
Just to be good.
Yeah. Doing your chores is definitely a light side activity.
So
yes, it is.
Where it's like you can see, for example, somebody's getting roughed up and you know extorted for money. So you can step in and save them, and then or like pay their debt for them at your own expense. That's light side points. Or you can kill everybody and take all of the money. Dark side points, and you get money.
You know what I just realized?
No.
Knights of the Old Republic gives you the choice to either play like Batman, play like a criminal from Grand Theft Auto 3, or just jam the buttons on your controller, and it's like Big Rigs. Tom has brought a simulation of all three of our games combined.
Which makes mine the only choice.
Because in my game, you have to be light side.
Now Batman, you no longer have to choose.
That's not true. In Grand Theft Auto, like I was saying, you can follow the rules. You don't have to go ramming into people on the side of the street. You don't have to kill hookers to get your money back.
So I
mean,
can
it
spend
helps,
8 hours walking down the streets, looking
at parked
cars.
That's what you do in
cars.
Real life, though. You just drive normally.
Some of those
parked
cars are unlocked.
So wait, your game
with the
is
keys
second
inside.
Life. You've brought yes. Second Life.
Yes.
No, you have missions, though.
You know, I heard...
But all the missions were...
Hunter brought Second Life. That's what he did.
Not necessarily. You could be a package boy, or you could pick up hookers. And
package
take to the,
boy.
Yeah, you could be a package
Best
boy.
Best stripper name ever.
Stripper superhero.
Know what that means.
I don't one of Batman's know. Sidekicks, I'm sure.
I heard a vicious rumor the other day that Second Life still existed.
It does.
Anyone oh, my gosh. Does it
that?
Really? That's not dead yet?
No.
Anyone?
We should kill it.
Okay.
No by one. Running it over.
I did. I
tried
it
taking back
once.
Your money, just like in Grand Theft Auto 3.
Jason.
Yes.
About 10 minutes ago,
yes.
You tried to ask me a question about my game before I rudely interrupted
okay, yes.
you. I just wanted to let you know, I care enough about you that I remembered.
Thank you.
Fondly.
Ooh.
And fondly?
I'd like to return to the topic.
Too much silence. Somebody Whoa. Speak.
Anyway, it's okay.
Your
so
hands
Batman,
are so pleasantly cool.
Thank you. It's the Canadian blood in
that's
me.
That's amazing.
It's just naturally 3
so
degrees
So Batman
cooler.
Something something Sinzu. So you have this assassin, mystery assassin character who knows something about Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
And he has this somewhat Eastern theming.
Yes.
How is that not Ra's al Ghul?
That's a good point.
Ooh,
excellent
nice
question.
Point.
Do you want the literal answer or my BS answer?
I'll take the BS.
Okay.
I will take the BS every time.
Batman has already taken care of Ra's. Ra's is out of the picture in one of his resurrection tanks, and a new villain has to fill his size 12 shoes.
So they've just cloned him and made him lame.
Or and made him Eastern
you know,
Asian.
I will admit he's very similar, but if you're going to copy off of anybody, you might as well copy off the greatest Batman villain of all time.
So your Batman villain is just a ripoff of a good Batman villain.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Everything.
$60 of my money? That's what's wrong
and
with it?
And let's not forget that this Batman game is just a crappy third-person beat-em-up.
No, it's actually
pretty
good.
So the story is pointless.
No, it's actually pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, the story, I mean...
It's completely pointless.
I'm willing to believe it's actually decent because this was, like, Ubisoft back a little bit.
You've heard of Ubisoft.
I've heard of Rockstar.
Have you played
both the game developer and the drink?
Which Rockstar? I've heard of several Rockstars.
The only Rockstar. Canadian.
Jason Lamb is my
only Canadian
Rockstar.
What's that?
Yeah?
I'm going to separate you.
No. You can't.
You can't.
No force in heaven or on earth can
separate.
What
about V-Force?
V Force,
like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah. Why'd you pick the Xbox version?
Yeah.
Why would I not?
Because there's a PC version.
Who wants to play that with a mouse and keyboard, Jason?
Who released that game?
LucasArts.
Yeah, BioWare.
Was it BioWare? Were they tied BioWare? Just to the Xbox? Like, why did it not get a PS2 release?
Thank you. Fact checker in the front row.
What did he say?
That's why you're here. You're a fact checker.
I think it was designed primarily on the PC, and I think it was just easier to port to the Xbox because it was somewhat similar hardware.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
That is probably a lie. Yes, Xbox.
Is it DirectX?
It's
okay.
DirectX. There we go. Thank you.
See, we should have had a mic up here for Alex.
Look at this guy. He doesn't have his phone out or nothing.
Tom, you're fired. We're going to
sub in Alex.
Tag out. Come here, Alex.
Can I run a test by our fact checker? Can I just give him kind of a challenge?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Jason Lamb is an ugly, smelly, dumb, short liar.
True or false?
Am I?
Oh, that checks out.
Fact checked.
Done been fact checked.
What are you going to do now, Lamb?
I'm going to go back to the Canada.
Did you say to the Canada?
Yeah, the Canada.
There's only one.
The motherland.
So do you think that they know how bad Big Wheels is?
They have to know Big Wheels.
Oh, yeah,
is
they
bad.
Have,
I mean,
to.
They have to.
Because you've got to have big balls to have a product like that and to be released.
They have big balls
Walmart
and they have big
and
wheels.
Like Kmart. That for $30 a pop.
That's why I don't understand. So the developer would have made this game, and then some publisher would have gone, yeah, we can
slap that on a CD for you.
Yeah, we can sell this at Walmart.
What is it, 200 megabytes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want them fancy CD-ROMs.
I see you forgot to add the sky in some areas.
Well, I know this point
it'll
has
be
been,
fine.
Because Angry Video Game Nerd made a video about the game a couple months ago.
Correct.
And
did he?
He did. And he raises a wonderful question. And the question about big rigs over-the-road racing is, at what point, because they had to develop some things, like they made graphics for the trucks. They made graphics for the racetracks. They made a victory screen. I mean, they obviously didn't do any physics. They didn't do any versus mode.
Right.
At what point, they literally had to say, oh, this is finished.
This
We're
is good enough.
We're going to ship this. Like, why?
Well, not only that, the version that he was reviewing was like the third or fourth iteration.
Oh yeah, they patched it.
Yeah, they. Yeah. Well,
they corrected the
word
spelling
patch.
Error.
They
corrected
some
the grammar
monkeys at a computer.
That's right.
Shipped what came out.
They're still waiting for Shakespeare.
Hey guys, you think we ought to test this?
Nah.
Test what?
Stuff it out there.
Play testers cost money.
Yeah.
They only had $15,000.
And we need that money for Coke.
You have to admit, for $15,000, it's a pretty.
Awful
okay,
game.
Well,
no, man.
No.
We could make a better game
we
for 15
grand. We
could
definitely make a better game for 15 cents.
Here's my problem with your argument, Jason. Like, a few minutes ago, you said that you didn't want to pay $60 for Bailey's game because it was a rip-off villain.
Yes.
Fact checker? Oh.
Oh. Oh.
You let us down. Nope.
Never referring
to
you
again.
It's too
late. Nevertheless.
You let us down.
So why would anyone have paid money for Big Wheels?
Here's the thing.
Keep on trucking or whatever.
The Batman game is something I have seen, read, and played before.
Wow.
While Big Wheels Racing is unique to its own.
Because it's not unique. It's just not done. Every game looks that bad if it's not finished.
It's not.
20%
think
into
of
your
it like
development.
This. Think of it like this. Steam, you can go now and buy early access games.
Yeah, those people are stupid.
Jason.
This is like buying Minecraft in 2003. It wasn't quite done, but not enough people bought it to finish it.
Jason,
over
at our booth, I have a copy of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Yes.
If I were to force that into your CD-ROM drive,
yes,
you would get the same gameplay experience of Big Rigs Over the Road Racing.
I would be both impressed
your game is
that
not
you
unique.
Pulled that off.
Not unique.
And I would play it.
I refute your theory about the uniqueness of your game.
It's great. Big wheels.
You could grind up an acorn and keep it in a hat.
Yep. You
could
do that. No,
and
you
do
could
what?
Do that.
Same experience.
I can do that.
So far, you can do that.
Okay. I could sit in the 60s Batmobile.
Yes. Brought to you by FiberglassFreaks.com.
And there'd be just as much collision detection physics programming as there is in Big Rigs Over the Road Racing.
There'd probably be more. That car is real.
You would be more entertained with ball in a cup.
Yeah. If I walked over there and kicked in the door of the 1960s Batmobile, that would
don't
be
do
more
that,
collision.
Bro. Yeah, don't do
okay,
that.
Okay, sorry.
He no, will sue you.
It's an awful idea.
Maybe bad.
Yeah. Who will sue me? What was the name of that company again?
Fiberglassfreaks.com will sue you.
Ah. Did they also make that Tumblr, or was that another?
No, the Tumblr is, in fact, brought to you by BobDullam.com.
How do you spell that?
That's spelled BobDullam.com.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
It's good.
Fact checker.
Hey, we got the thumbs up.
We got the thumbs up. So. So, yeah. So, also, Grand Theft Auto 3 was horrible.
Well, it sucks.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
It was.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Jason, mass market
Jason,
appeal.
Jason, don't do this. Join us.
No, I'm
multi-million dollar project.
Come on, Jason.
It was just terrible.
Yeah. It was good. I like Grand Theft Auto 3.
It's not one of those games that you can actually play without actually doing anything.
I will go against the grain and admit I like Grand Theft Auto 3. It's not a popular opinion.
I thought I could trust you, Jason.
Oh.
I thought we had something special.
You were wrong.
I thought we had a connection.
Yeah, I said D-U.
When I held your hand.
He's Canadian.
D-U?
I thought I felt
D-O?
Something.
D-U?
That's what yeah, D-U.
L-L-A-M.
Oh, I said D-O.
He's Canadian.
I apologize.
Sorry.
Let me fact check myself. It's BobDullam.com.
Our apologies.
Sorry.
Oh, you got told.
I did.
You
totally.
Did. Well, I got told by the Tumblr.
She blamed
owner.
It on me, too, just
think,
so you know.
Oh, that's good.
I think so you're disqualified from the showdown.
Whoa. Big Wheels Racing.
No.
You don't need physics.
Well, you're probably distracted by how good Knights
of
the Republic
need
is.
Don't gameplay.
Yeah, you just go.
Our podcast is about old video games, and we argue about which one is the best.
Okay,
you've done
let
this
me
for 90 episodes. You're telling me gameplay doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Never.
Fun matters, and I had a lot of fun with Big Wheels Over the Road Racing.
No, you
how?
Can't.
Did you can.
No, you can't.
How?
Did you just hit the button, and it's like your lawnmower simulator. You just hit the
lawnmower
button and watch
simulator
it go.
Was great for the, was it Commodore 64?
Yeah. You don't remember?
I don't know. That was like
you
68
brought
episodes ago.
How did you have fun with this game? Did you use the jewel case as a hat and like play pretend or like, what did you, what part was fun?
That sounds like fun.
It was great. You have a few brews. You sit down at the
some
Big Wheels Racing. Some brewskies.
So some you brew, have to be drunk.
Some bros.
And yep. you just let go. You just drive
just
through a bridge.
Tom, can you believe you came all the way from Florida for this?
Hey, I know. Came from Canada for this.
I could be doing Florida things
and
right
I'm
now.
I'm making
like
it count.
Avoiding the heat.
Yeah, making it count in kilometers.
Yeah, man. I traveled a lot of kilometers.
Okay. So here's why Knights of the Old Republic is not good. And Tom, actually, you can help me out with this one. So, Knights of the Old Republic had a very limited release on the Xbox, correct?
I'm sorry?
The Knights of the Old Republic had a very limited release?
You could say that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to because it was. Because it was only released for the Xbox.
All right. So. Fellas, this is torturous.
I don't know what that means.
Final arguments.
Anyway.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Snap.
Wow. I can't even finish my argument.
All right.
Hunter.
Wow.
Why should anyone vote for Grand Larceny 4?
You should vote for Grand Theft Auto 3. Make it quick. Fantastic. That's going to be my new Twitter profile. You should vote for Grand Theft Auto 3 because you can literally do Grand Theft Auto and, you know, kill hookers and take their money and be part of a mob and shoot some guns. And
fart noises.
Sit on top of a rooftop and just snipe people in the head as they walk by.
You're a sick man, Eric.
It's the only way to do it.
Jason! Why should anyone vote for something that I hesitate to even call a game?
You should play Big Wheels Over the Road Racing.
Big Rigs.
Big Jason. Rigs.
Your game's
whatever.
Title is Big Rigs.
Big Rigs.
Big Wigs.
Because those big rigs have big wheels, much like the Tumblr by BobDullam.com.
How do you spell that?
BobDullam.com.
Excellent.
We got applause. That's all we needed.
We have achieved.
We did it right that time.
Big Rigs Racing.
She's going to win her money back.
You're redeemed now, Jason.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Why should anyone vote for Star Wars Knights of the Tired Ethical Dilemma trope?
Woo. That's hurtful. Everyone should
and
vote
true.
For Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
No.
Because it was a groundbreaking game.
No.
That let you live out your own Star Wars fantasies.
No.
in an exciting RPG fashion.
It's not true.
It's very true.
Stop lying.
No Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. No Mass Effect.
The only reason people liked it is because nobody played it.
I played it.
Lots of people played it.
I liked it.
Nobody played it.
Everyone. Well, just
not until it was
everyone.
Re-released, and all of a sudden it's a gem, and now it's $200 for a copy. Come on.
I like being able to see in real time the faces of people grimacing at Hunter's comments. Normally, we don't have a live audience.
Usually, it's just you guys grimacing at me.
That's pretty rewarding, yeah.
It's very validating.
Well, that's all the game.
The grimace.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Why should anybody vote
for
your crappy
for
beat 'em
my
up?
Game,
oh, yeah,
Batman Rise of Sinzu.
Batman Rise of the...
Rise of the Ripoffs. Hold on, guys. The Batmobile's gone insane.
Someone broke the Batmobile.
Wow.
It's lost its wheel.
Really,
and Joker's got away.
Joker got away. The horn does work.
The horn does work. Yes, it does.
Thank you for testing the horn.
Okay, so this bit I will edit.
No, you keep this in.
All right. Well, we'll leave it in.
This is good.
Stays in.
I'm fine
this,
with it.
This stays in.
See, now, if they had played Grand Theft Auto 3, they would know how to hotwire that car.
Yes. If anyone hasn't checked out the Batmobile yet, now's your time.
All right. Thank you for playing Grand Theft Auto 3.
Wow. All right.
That horn blast brought to you by CyberGlassFreaks.com.
I don't think the Tumblr has a horn. Because it just, it's not, it doesn't want you to know when
it
just
tumbles.
If it does
have a horn,
you.
Please wait until Billy starts speaking again.
I feel like this is the gong show. Let the record show.
Like it's time to go. We
got
to get out of here.
I buzzed off my own podcast.
Yes.
That was great.
So why should we Batman Rise of the Ripoffs?
I'm going to try this again in hopes that another exotic pop culture vehicle will interrupt me.
Rise of the Ripoff villain.
Here we go. Batman Rise of Sinzu. You should vote for that on onemorecastle.com because it's a solid game, first of all, and it's not a tired retread from the same genre like Tom and Hunter's games, what? Nor is it a non-game like Jason's. It actually tries to add something new to an established, loved universe.
All
that's
right.
My argument.
Beautiful, baby.
That's our show.
Just
now.
Beautiful.
Should we do wrap-ups?
Well, we could do wrap-ups. Normally, this is the time when I would give listener, commenter, shout-outs on our live stream, but we don't have it.
We actually have a live stream.
I'm going to give shout-outs to people who are literally here. Orange Shirt Man in the third row. Shout-out to you. I have no idea where you can follow him on Twitter, but you can follow me at Nintendo_Legend. The blog is NintendoLegend.com. How about you guys? Any shout-outs, plugs, reminders?
I'd let you do a shout-out to Green Shirt Guy who isn't Alex. Other green shirt guy.
I was going to shit if his name was Alex. Yeah. Is your name Alex?
What's
Damn.
Your name?
We're safe.
You can follow Kyle in real life.
Here at Indie PopCon.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb and go to jasonlamb.org.
Org.
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 They ran out of .cas and .coms.
So those sand people are back.
Go ahead, Hunter.
Oh, it's my turn. My shout-out goes to the Pink Ranger, who was not wearing her helmet.
It's dangerous.
Look, it's probably hot in that
my
thing.
Childhood.
Give her a break.
It's ruined my childhood. But you can also
you
follow her in real life.
At Indie PopCon.
Only at... Oh, are you going to put it on for me? I don't think I've ever asked a woman to put something on. This is the strangest thing. Where's my wife? Where is she? Can hear me, I'm sure.
She will never believe this.
Rolling her eyes and curse words. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is iamericm.com. And honestly, please come check us out. Our booth, 833. We're playing old video games.
Lots of them.
Seriously.
Lots.
And you can buy shirts. $20. They're fancy.
And touch a Canadian.
Yes, that's you may touch a Canadian. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. I like the clamshell design of that helmet. That's
very
actually
cool.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, get a picture. Tom, go.
All right. Well, my shout out goes to the lady all the way in the back taking photos.
Yeah, cool. Back picture lady.
Thanks for the heads up.
You could probably follow her here as well in real life. I don't know how these people will feel about being followed in real life, but you know, whatever.
I look forward to
everyone's
the emails we're going to get
Kyle.
About our first convention appearance podcast
yes.
episode.
Lots
Thank
of
you.
Anger emails, but you'll get them all, so it's fine. But you can follow me on Twitter at Ocarina of Tom. I do contribute bi-weekly here at onemorecastle.com. And Eric Hunter and I have another podcast we do called
A Breaking. Better Podcast.
Whoa.
Wow. I was going to go that far. But
a just as good podcast. Put the chair down. Anyway. Tom, where's that podcast at?
It's called Breaking Bits, and you can find it at officialvghc.com, and you can check out my personal website at thomas-hall.com.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. Just a reminder to anyone listening to this episode from onemorecastle.com. Normally, the live stream is around 7:30 p.m. Central Time. We tweet the URL for that from Twitter at onemorecastle. That's the number, onemorecastle. Listener email discussion questions can be sent to podcast@onemorecastle.com.
And I'd just like to say one last thing.
What's that, Jason?
I'd just like to remind everyone that this podcast was brought to you by FiberglassFreaks.com and BobDullam.com.
How do you spell that, Jason?
That's BobDullam.com.
Oh, and of course, a special shout out to all of my dark side friends that were here present during this.
And it left you.
Okay, guys, you're having way too much fun. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks to a real live audience. That's been fun. And most importantly, listeners, viewers, watchers, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.